Welcome to the Life After Kids podcast with Drs. Brooke and Lynn. We're getting real, raw, and vulnerable on all things midlife. We're sharing our friendship of over 20 years, and we're having honest conversations about our struggles and what it really takes to live a meaningful life after kids.
So brew your coffee or steep your tea and pull up a chair. Let's have a chat. Together, we'll rewrite the next chapter and show midlife who's boss. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Life After Kids with Drs. Brooke and Lynn. I'm Dr. Brooke.
I'm Dr. Lynn.
Thank you so much for joining us again today, ladies. We have a really fun conversation brought to you by one of our fellow community members, right,
yes,
that asked about this topic.
Great suggestion. Yep. We are all, most of us in this phase, getting older and just looking for constructive ways to spend our time. So we're talking about solo travel and hobbies, things we can do to bring more meaning and fulfillment into our life.
Yeah.
And fun.
Yes. I love it. I love it because here's the thing. Maybe you're married, maybe you're not, maybe you're with a partner. I mean, wherever you are in the relationship category, but even if you are married, this is the way I feel. Like, if you want to do some traveling and your significant other does not want to do traveling or whatever the hobby or whatever it is, it's far better, in my opinion, than to fight with them and try to get them to do something that they don't necessarily want to do. Maybe you let that go and maybe you do it for yourself.
Yeah.
And then it's a win-win, you know?
Yeah, like, that would be hard for me, I have to say, because I think if you get and love travel, it would be hard to be married to somebody who doesn't share that.
Yep.
But I know several couples that do that and make it work. But you do have to take it upon yourself. You should never miss out or lose out because you're with somebody who doesn't want to do that. Just the same that they shouldn't have to do something that they don't want to do. So you just have to find a way to make it work.
I feel that way in a healthy relationship, especially as far along. I mean, likely, I'm assuming that you've been together for a while. Like, and this is a smaller example because travel's a little different, but like my husband, Ken, he loves to golf and he's been nagging me to golf with him for years. And I'm like, I don't want to golf. Like, no judgment on anyone who likes to golf. I know plenty of friends that love it, but like for me to take a day to do it, I'm like, Ken, I want you to go and do it and love it and have a blast, but I'm going to be over here doing something else and we can see each other when you're done.
I like the idea of golf. And I think, I'm not going to say I wouldn't someday down the road when you have ample free time, which is when is that?
Right.
Right.
Some of
our retired practice members in the practice that we still run are some of the busiest people I know. But I'm just saying, I think golf is one of those things that you need a lot of time for. Or
you have to really love it to commit to the time.
Yes.
Because it's not just like I can go out and play tennis for an hour, 45 minutes or whatever. Like, you're in it usually for half the day
several
at least, right?
Yeah. Several days.
Several days. What kind of golf are you playing? I guess a tournament. Anyway, my point is, just because one doesn't like it and the other one does, that I think we can spend too much time arguing or wanting to get the other person to like what you like or be like you are. And it's okay to be different. And we say this so much, celebrate those differences and do your, you know, don't let it hold you back, but also don't necessarily take it out on your significant other.
Yeah. I mean, ideally you would have some things that you have in common,
of
some
course.
Interests that you share, and then you can have the other things that you, like you said, take it upon yourself. But be real, solo travel, how do you feel about it? Would you do it? Like, put yourself in that situation where it's fine for us to sit here and go, oh, you should get out and do it if your spouse doesn't want to, but you happen to be married to somebody who does enjoy it.
Yes.
If that were the case, be real. What would you like about it? What would be scary about it? Talk about how you actually feel about it.
Right. No, this is a good point. And honestly, I don't know that we'd be having this conversation I can't remember who asked us about this. Linda? No.
I don't remember either.
Okay.
Sorry.
We apologize. Somebody that commented, I think, on a post. But anyway, I don't know that I'd be having this conversation because I'm pretty extroverted. I like people around me, and I don't know that I would endeavor, honest, if I'm just being real and honest, on going on a vacation on my own. Not that there's anything wrong with doing it, but I don't know that I would, like you said, it's easy for me to say, you know, go ahead and do it. I would definitely go and do, I'll use the example of like going hiking, going for a hike. For the day. My husband is not into that. And I'm not going to push him to do that. I'll just go and do it myself.
Yeah.
And so probably with the vacationing, I would probably find somebody, at least one other person that wanted to go with me and do it with them. But I'd like to hear your viewpoint, but I have something else to mention about that.
I think I agree, but I think if push came to shove and either for whatever reason, I couldn't find somebody to go and my husband didn't want to go or my partner didn't want to go. I love travel enough and I'm a learner. So the exciting thing about the thought of it for me is if there's something new, it's exciting, right?
Yeah.
So I may not want to do 5 trips by myself, but maybe I would, because here's the deal. I think that travel is a way, not just for us to go and lay around and, you know, just completely downshift, although it does do that, rest and recharge. It's a way for us to stretch and grow.
Mm-hmm.
It could be viewed as that, because especially if you're going to places where there's a new culture, or maybe a different language, different foods, different day to day. You know, I think about like some prospects of like, you know, some going to some places, like some very far off places like Japan or Tokyo. And I feel like that experience, if you were to take that trip and go there, would be just so different mm-hmm. that your mind would completely stretch and you would have these sort of new ideas for what life could look like. And maybe, you know, if anything, usually you come home and appreciate your home more than you did before.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. And I honestly, I think I could see you going out on an adventure or a trip by yourself far more than I could see me doing it.
So I'm at your house and yeah. I flew here by myself.
Right.
I obviously am spending the next couple of days after the flight with you.
Right.
But I love being in the airport by myself. Oh my gosh. It's like one of my favorite things to get up and go to the airport and then like, I'm not the person that talks to the people on the side of me. I have, but it's such good, like on a plane, I get so much good thinking done. Mm-hmm. It's so valuable for me.
Yeah. And a lot, I think, I mean, listen, there's the Eat, Pray, Love, the book and the movie, right? Mm-hmm. There was, she went, Elizabeth, right? Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She went on her own and had a whole trek and coming to find herself. And, you know, this is a timely podcast because we just recently did one on taking risks and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, and this could be a big risk in pushing yourself out of your comfort zone to grow.
Yeah.
So and what I was going to say earlier when we were just chatting about whether each of us would do it this past summer, I was having some drapes or window treatments done in our house, and there was a local lady that had a business and that was doing them for me. So she and I got to talking, and her kids were, I think one was married. They were all out of the house. One was like just out of college and they had moved away. Like, okay. So I'm on
her
the East Coast.
Her kids moved away.
Her kids. They were on like the West Coast, and she had divorced their father like several years before that. And she was remarried, had a great relationship with her new husband, but had a need and a want to travel, and him not so much. And she was traveling by herself. She had done a big trip just a year or two before this. And then we got to talking because she was prepping for this next big trip.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going on her own. And what she related to me was, it was like the best thing that she ever mm-hmm. did. But what she did, she went by herself, but she also didn't. And this would be a great way for anybody who's thinking about traveling by themselves to bridge it. Is she went sort of like what our friend Laura does. With the retreat, it's like sort of like a retreat, but a vacation. And she was going like to meet. So it was surrounded around some, I think, spiritual stuff or like meditating and things like that. So there was this whole trip, but then it also focused on a group of people were coming together, and there was somebody that was lead. So she was going by herself, but there was a
purpose, but she was.
Right. But that's a great way to take that first step. So you're by yourself, you're traveling by yourself. You maybe don't know anyone that you're going to be with, but you're going to also be surrounded with other people.
Love that.
So
I see a life after kids retreat in the future.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that would be so valuable.
Yeah.
You know, bring to women in a few days, and then also build in that retreat time, that downtime, that solo time.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing. And I know other women who have gone on trips by themselves, like yoga trips.
Yes.
And part of, or like a spa trip where you don't know anyone, but there, you know, there's going to be a group of women there, and you're doing the spa, you're doing like the healthy yep. side of things, rest and relaxation, some yoga stuff, but you went by yourself.
Yeah. Talking about our friend, Laura, she has done that. And, you know, you just have those friends that are, I guess, for lack of better words, so cool. You know,
yeah.
like Laura has done a lot of cool things in her life.
For sure.
And I'm sure you guys know people similar to that. But, you know, I think she had to like write something or she was building something out and she just went away by herself, left her family. You know, they were probably a little bit older, but holed up in a hotel room somewhere in probably a beautiful location and knocked out a big project, you know, that way. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Like I would love to do that. Go write a book or,
yeah.
you know, I'm, you know, basically it's a plan for future right now. It doesn't work for me to do that, but I hold that out as a goal, future goal.
And my brother's fiance did the same thing. She was writing a book and she went for 3 or 4 weeks on her own. She stayed at a resort and she just hunkered down and, you know, was close to the ocean and ironed it all out. So, you know, if you're thinking about this, it's not necessarily an odd thing. It can be a great way to spend some time. I think it can be a great way to self-discovery and just
yes.
get, you know, we talked in a previous episode about getting comfortable with being by yourself, right? Some of us aren't because we've been around the kids and then the kids go and yep. you're like, oh, feeling a little down. This can be really great exposure to like,
yes.
Yeah.
Learning to be your own best friend and learning
right.
to really like who you are and,
right.
and wanting to spend time with yourself.
Yeah,
basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, you talked about Elizabeth, drawing a blank on her last name, but the Eat, Pray, Love author.
Yeah.
And that was obviously it was a pivotal time for her because mm-hmm. I think she had just left her husband. And so you mentioned
sure.
self-discovery. So if you're in a big transition place, maybe you've gone through a divorce or your kids just moved out and you have the means and the time, solo travel, I think, is an amazing way to go and really get yourself outside of your four walls where everything is so automatic. Break up those patterns and go to, you know, a new environment, which is so stimulating. And I think that what happens is if you're needing, like we said, growth, but needing to refamiliarize yourself with who you are
yeah.
and really get to those deep places of questioning that and learning that.
Yeah.
I mean, the point would be if you're in a big transition zone, consider that if you have the means to just go away or just get out of your four walls, even if it's a local hotel stay or something, just sometimes that new environment.
You need like it's a pattern interrupt.
Yes.
Yeah. Which can be great. I think, for sure. And I think that I think as we said, and the woman that I knew with the business, doing that as a part of a group or a tour, you know, so not only could you do that if you were just getting started with it was your first time or you were a little bit, you know, concerned about going out and traveling on your own, you can definitely bridge that gap with either a group that's doing like almost like a retreat type thing. But then there's also plenty of options for like tours, like group vacation mm-hmm. tours, right? My mother-in-law, when she was living, did them all over Europe.
Yeah.
And my parents too have done it even in the States, you know, so, and you could do that very easily by yourself. So you get that perfect combo of there's people around, you're safe, there's somebody guiding you, they set the whole trip up,
yes.
but you're also going like, it's just a step in that direction, right? Without going full board, like I'm on my own.
On your own.
So yeah. I think that's one thing to keep in mind.
Yeah.
What other things would you say if you were going to plan a trip and go by yourself? What would you think about doing? You know, what would be some tips?
So many moms in the Life After Kids community are seeking more purpose now that their kids are grown. But over and over again, we hear this one thing. I don't know where to start. That's why we created the Life After Kids Goals Framework and User's Guide. It's the one tool you need to design your new chapter, and it will show you where to start. The best part is it's free. Use the link go.lifeafterkids.com/goals-framework to get yours now. That's go.lifeafterkids.com/goals-framework.
framework. Let's get started redesigning our life today.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should research. There are certain countries that are safer for women to travel alone. So if you're going,
that was the thought I had. Thinking
internationally.
Yep.
To look at that, give that some thought, just so you can have peace of mind or more peace of mind.
Yep.
I think that touch base with people when you get there and make sure people know where you're staying and all of that good stuff. I mean, that's the practical stuff. I think outside of that, would you add anything?
Yeah, I think that would be my first thought is like, as a woman traveling by yourself, the safety. So that is a good thing to do. Research where you're going. I think this would be a good time. If you were ever going to use a travel agent, to have a travel agent help you with that. They could probably give you tips on that as well. I think it might too, like if it were me, I would maybe start if I'm depending on where you live, because we have listeners all over, but maybe start with your own country just to, just to take that first step before you head out further. That's probably not a bad idea.
Yeah. Comes to mind somebody we know in the space that we work in who drives an RV around the country.
Yeah.
And I think maybe solo. I'm not so sure, but, on that point, but that's another option. It doesn't have to be getting on a plane and going to some foreign location.
You can take a road trip by yourself and just see how that goes for you first to see if you enjoy it.
Oh my gosh.
Before you put more money into, well, I hate driving.
I do my best thinking when I'm driving. So good.
Yeah. There's a lot of options there if you're going to RV it for sure. Mm-hmm. And then I think too, you could think about how can you, if you're going out and you're going to do some traveling on your own, can you caveat it with going to a particular area where maybe you're by yourself, but you have a friend or a family member, somebody that you haven't seen in a while that you could also maybe see them in that area too. So like a good example of is we have, I was just talking to you about Pierre. He was a foreign exchange student of ours when I was growing up, but we kept in touch with him. He came back for years. And that would be like an opportunity. Oh, well, maybe I'll go in France and I can catch up with him while I'm there for a day or two.
Yeah.
And then go on and do other things. So you're breaking it up a little. You're on your own, but you're breaking it up. And you could use it as a good opportunity to check in and see somebody that you haven't in a while.
Right.
Right.
Reforge those old connections. That's great.
Yeah. I think those are probably the biggest things that come to mind for me.
Yeah. I think there's going to be people listening that are going to go, absolutely not. Not for me. You're crazy. And then there's going to be people that are like, I could do that. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be people in between, of course. I think if you're on the other side of the spectrum, where it's like, absolutely not. And you sort of feel something bubbling up, almost like, no.
Yeah.
I would examine like, what is that? Right.
Yeah.
If it's a case of, that just sounds boring. Mm-hmm. You're probably extroverted and you just need people around.
Right.
But if there's like, oh my gosh, that sounds scary, or this is that, or no, I couldn't do that. Then there's something going on in your psychology, perhaps, that's like maybe limiting you, or there's a limiting belief there that you might want to examine. But this is just a fun topic. It's meant to be just a light conversation about
here we go again. Getting deep.
Yes. So I'm pulling myself out of there and just keeping it light. What are some fun like dream destinations for you? Like say sky's the limit and you're gonna go by yourself. Where would you go? Like assuming it's safe and all the things. Like this is just fun, just for fun.
Oh my goodness, where is my dream place to go? By myself. I would probably go to, it wouldn't be city. It would probably be like Fiji or like, where's the place where those little huts are that are on the water? And
like the Maldives.
Yes.
Or,
like it's in the water.
I would be so bored by myself at one of those places.
Yeah, I guess you could be. I don't know. I just feel
take a bunch of books.
That, yes, I would take books. I would just chill out. I would swim. I would get like lovely food.
Sun.
The thought of being in a city by myself and like doing all the things and touring it is overwhelming. Wow. I don't like the thought.
I think that speaks to our differences, because I love a city, like urban stimulation, like learning. I love that kind of vacation to begin with. I also like a great beach vacation. Don't get me wrong, but I tend to want to do like excursions and stuff. Yeah. I'm just that person, but I would go to, like, I think what it's what I was talking to a patient the other day, and they had an exchange student, And they've been back to Japan to visit her 3 times. And they were talking about like daily life there and how different it was. And ever since that conversation, I've just had this seed of like, oh, that would be really cool to go there and just see something so different that it would just like open up this whole different idea of how life could be.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. And here's the thing though, and this is something I maybe need to reflect on myself, because if I was with you or somebody else, I'd be all for touring a city. I just, the thought of doing that by myself, because I like certainty. And at least I know if I'm going to a beach, once I get there, I'm okay. Because I'm staying put and I'm relaxing in the water. I'm not worried about like
this is a all the things that could happen
from here today. I can't help it. That's where my brain goes. I'm thinking of all the worst case scenarios and things that could come up. But to this point, I had a patient too that I was speaking with last year. And she had a work trip or something to somewhere in Europe. I can't remember. It might've been Switzerland. And then she was piggybacking that. She was supposed to go to Paris for 3 days before she came home to hang out with her sister-in-law who was living over there, where sister-in-law got sick and couldn't come. And I was like, oh my gosh, how did it go? She's like, Brooke, it was glorious. I had 3 days by myself in Paris. And I just wandered the streets and like ate all the food and did exactly everything I wanted when I wanted to see. That's the thing here. Okay. If we're just talking like.
So you may just have like a slight, if I could just challenge your thought about, because to me, a city is like safer because there's more people.
Yeah, and that's
true. Depending on the city you go to, like, you know, you maybe don't want to go somewhere in the Middle East by yourself or what have you right now.
Yep.
But like a city like Paris or London, you're surrounded by people.
That's true. Yeah. So maybe I'm looking at it wrong, but there's the case in point, what she was saying, when you do travel by yourself, the benefit of traveling by yourself is you can do what you want, when you want, see what you want, go to bed when you
and
want,
if you
eat
don't
where
like
you
it,
want.
It's your fault.
Yeah. You can't blame anyone else and you don't have to give to anybody. Like you get to plan that whole trip. I mean, there's something kind of exciting about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah.
You're going to go for a trip by yourself, aren't you?
Your
eyes lighting up.
I'm going to Tokyo.
Tokyo. What is it with you and Lila in Tokyo?
I don't know. She has her own thing separate from me. I hadn't really thought about it until this conversation with Jackie the other day about it. And she was she was talking about how.
Lila or Jackie?
Jackie.
Oh.
Just like all the food. And she's like, it's so safe. Like, so safe. And when the kids go to school, they're not allowed to be driven. They have to walk to school.
Oh, boy,
I'm not
going
to remember all these little pieces, but like some of it was like fascinating. They're not allowed to bring their phones. So they leave your house and they walk to school, even like little kindergartners. And they have, what was it she was telling me? I could like revisit this conversation because like she was telling me so much. Some of it just like I forgot, but I want to say that like there's volunteers along the way.
Oh, that are making sure they get to where they need to be. Wow.
They so prioritize education. And it was just like, I'd like to go and just see how they live their life. It's so, so very different. And I think when you see another culture, there's obviously some things that you could learn and adopt. And then there's things about that, that just really make you appreciate where we live and what
sure.
we have, you know, in
sure.
this country, which is amazing. Right.
Yes.
But I don't know. I think it's just, it's like so different that it's attractive.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I'm so happy to the woman who messaged us about this or commented on the post, because it is a good topic for discussion, because you shouldn't let anybody else stop, you know, like if you can't get someone to do it.
Yeah. Well, and that, so it doesn't have to be just travel. It could be hobbies.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Join the pickleball league. If you don't have a partner, there's leagues popping up all over. I mean, that's just one example.
For sure.
Tennis, you know, active sport is great because it's going to get you, combine your exercise with your social connection. Other hobbies like creative artistic hobbies, take a class. You know, photography, pottery, whatever it is, you don't need a partner to go and do that. Sometimes it's more comfortable if you had somebody go with you.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, likelihood is that you're going to meet somebody there. Or if not, you're going to have all this free solo time to just pour yourself into this cool endeavor that you're doing and get so much out of it that feeds your soul, hopefully.
Right.
Pick the right thing.
Yes. And there, you know, in those situations, if you're joining a group or a class or whatever, I think the benefit of doing that alone is it exposes you and opens you up to new people.
Yes.
You take a crutch with you, you go up somebody else, you might miss an opportunity to start a conversation or to meet somebody new or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. That's great. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. What are we going to do now? We do things, everything together. We have to break up.
Well, I'm pretty sure if I go to Tokyo, you're not coming with me.
What? So, I'm coming with you.
Oh, I thought you didn't want to go there.
No, I want to go to Tokyo. I just didn't. I couldn't see going there with all, like, it was the senior trip with all my kids.
Yeah.
What would AJ eat there?
Oh, AJ.
I know. That could be tough.
Something. Gummy bears.
Candy.
They probably have really good candy.
He'd be eating sugar. He'd be AJ on sugar all week. Oh my goodness.
No, we don't recommend that.
No. But yeah, this has been a great conversation. What else you got? Anything else to add?
Just, you know, get out and see the world. Even if it's in your town, there's a part of your town that's probably new to you. So travel doesn't have to be far. It can be right there in your backyard. If it's new for you, it's growth and it's opening up some new doors. So, you know, if you don't have the means to travel, it's okay. It's just, let's find a way that works but still pursue that growth, those opportunities.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, once again, we're talking about doing, you know, take 1 to 3 risks a year, you know, to grow yourself. Yeah. And this really falls into the risk category for many of us. Some of us maybe are already doing it or love to do it, you know, that it doesn't come as that big of a risk. But I think it's a stretch. You definitely stretch and grow yourself traveling alone.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. One other thing that I thought of that I just want to mention, if you are considering it, another helpful point would be to don't discount the benefit and the resources you can find in blogs. And you just introduced me. I'm so far behind the time, but Pinterest last night, like you, I mean, there's got to be women blogging about this. So that would be a great place to go to.
There you go. Like, if you are a solo traveler, please blog.
Yeah. We need you, or like reach out to us too and let us know so we can share it with our community. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think for me, if I was going to do this, I would just say, just be well-prepared, do your research, be prepared, know where you're going.
Yes.
You know, just things like that. So anyway. All right.
Well, go plan a trip.
Yes. Ladies, thank you for joining us for this conversation. It's always a pleasure to have you with us in the discussion. And thank you again for sharing what you wanted us to talk about. Make sure you continue to do that. If there's a topic you want us to discuss or something you want to hear about, DM us or email us. Whatever that looks like for you, get in our private Facebook group and let us know. And we're happy to discuss it, because guarantee if it's on your mind, it's on somebody else's mind. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. If you want to watch the episode versus listen, you can find us on YouTube. And make sure you're checking out our website, where you can find all the things. And be sure to rate, review the podcast. And if you like what you're hearing, share it with a friend.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Go have an amazing week.
Happy traveling.
Thanks again for listening to Life After Kids. When you have a moment, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you liked our conversation, hit follow and share it with a friend. For more on Life After Kids, go to www.lifeafterkids.com. We'll be back every Sunday, and we hope you will too. Until next time.